Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about an untraceable shift, and we're coming from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 46 through 49. So grab your journals. Y'all, this past 2 weeks, God has literally flipped my world upside down in a good way. And the Christian Bay that y'all knew, you know what? We're going to call this season 3 because God has just been doing everything new. And like, I just been trying to process it all. So I've been finding myself having a lot of moments where I'm just sitting and just praying or sitting and just thinking because it's so much, but it's literally an answered prayer. But it's so many prayers that was answered in this one thing. And it's like, I can't share it yet. But it's like, you know, you pray for something. And then when you finally get it, it seems overwhelming. So for the past 2 weeks, I just been sitting and like, okay, God, you answered this prayer. Show me how to be a good steward of it. Like, show me how to process this. Like, I don't want to mishandle the thing that I prayed for. Like, I just been trying to process everything and take it all in and also adjust and adapt to the new that he has called me to. So last night I was sitting and processing again because y'all entering, and this is a word for somebody, when you get the thing that you prayed for or when you enter a new level of promise and a new level of purpose, yes, it's a happy feeling, but I know for me, it's also a nervous feeling because you've never been in this territory or been in this place or had this thing before. So for me, it's like excitement, but also God, show me how to steward this properly because I don't want to mishandle the thing that I prayed for. So if you're praying for something, just know, like, once you get it, you're going to be happy, but also don't forget to pray and ask God to show you how to be a good steward of it and show you how to handle it. Because if it's something you've never had before or something you never experienced before, you don't know how to react to it because you've never been in that season before. So be intentional with, of course, thanking God for this new thing and thanking God for this answered prayer, but also praying and saying, God, please show me how to be a good steward of it because I don't want to get it and lose it. I don't want to get it and ruin it. I don't want to get it and mishandle it. So I've been spending a lot of quiet time with God, just praying that prayer, asking him to make me a good steward of what he has blessed me with. And last night while I was sitting and praying and spending time with him, I began to rub my head. And y'all know I currently have boohoo braids in. And I was rubbing my head because I'm planning on taking them out. So I'm just like, ooh, how many of these braids am I? So I'm like rubbing my head, like playing through it to see how many I really got to take out. And in that moment, what God made me think about is hair. And I begin to think about the fact that our hair grows on our head, but we really don't know what it looks like. Like, you just wake up one day and it's a strand of hair there. You go to sleep and you have braids and the parts is fresh. And then you wake up one day and it's no longer fresh because you got new growth. And it's like, when did this change to that? When did the shift happen? And I begin to sit there and think about that process. And God said to me, it's an unnoticeable shift because you see your hair every day, but you don't know when the new growth came. You don't know at what rate the new growth came. You just know that one day you looked at your head and there was new growth. And God also said to me, he said, because when I cause a shift to happen, there's no trace, just fruit. In a minute he said that, y'all, I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so good. No trace, just fruit. Like, even another example that just dropped in my spirit is, how do you know when you go from one breath to another breath? Like, when does the breath cut off? As you're breathing right now, when does the breath that you're currently taking in and shift to the next one? You don't know. It just seems continuous. It just seems like you're just breathing. You don't know when the but we all know that we're going to take a last. But can we say when the gaps go from one to the next? Hopefully y'all getting what I'm saying. Like, there's no trace, just fruit. There's just breath. There's just hair on your head. You just wake up and open your eyes. You don't know what time or what minute your eyelids just decide to pop open. There's no trace, just fruit. So when I was doing my quiet time to prepare for this podcast, God led me to the book of Luke chapter 2. And we're going to be reading the subtitle, The Boy Jesus at the Temple. And what's happening here is Jesus is now 12 years old and he went to the temple with Mary and Joseph like they usually normally do. They go to the temple for the festival. And it says that Mary and Joseph left, but they didn't recognize that Jesus wasn't with them. So they began to look around for Jesus and they couldn't find him. It actually took 3 days to find him. So verse 46 says, after 3 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." Verse 49 says, "Why were you searching for me?" Jesus asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. And as I read this verse, what God showed me is that there was an unnoticeable shift that happened in the life of Jesus. I think it's the Amplified version or the Easy Translation. It literally says Mary and Joseph went to the festival as they usually did. So them going to the festival at the temple courts was something they normally did. But this day, Jesus did not go back with them. This day, they realized their son was gone, and it took them 3 days to find him. And when they found him, he was sitting amongst teachers, asking questions and answering questions. And then Jesus had the audacity to say, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But Jesus was saying that because Jesus was in alignment with the Spirit. But Mary did not know that an unnoticeable shift had happened. Mary was still going about things the way that she normally went about things. Every week when they went to the festival at the temple, they went there, did what they had to do, said their little high and bys, and then Jesus went back with them to the house. But this week it was something different. This week, Jesus was not behind them. This week, it took them 3 days to find him, and Jesus had the audacity to say, "Why were you searching for me?" And it's because there was a shift that happened. Jesus was no longer just Jesus, the little boy that followed him back home. Jesus was now Jesus, the teacher that sat amongst teachers and had conversation and asked questions and had answers. It was a shift that happened that Mary was unaware of. And God said to me, that's the perfect example of no trace, just fruit. You want to know another example of no trace, just fruit? The resurrection of Jesus. After 3 days, he rose. How? Nobody had any details of how Jesus rose. We just know he rose. We don't know at what time. We don't know in what way. We don't know if it was hard. We don't know if he screamed. We don't know if he cried. We don't know if he was in pain. We don't know if he had help or backup. We know it was probably some angels that did the lifting for him, but we don't know the details. We can only assume because there was no trace, just fruit of Jesus resurrected. And for whoever this word is for, God is saying in this season, you're going to stress yourself out trying to find a trace. Because in some seasons, there's no trace, just fruit. I'm such a good father that there's some things I simply want to give to you. I don't want you to do any labor. It's not going to require any heavy lifting. It's not going to require anything from your end. There's going to be no trace, just fruit. You're going to open your eyes and it's just going to be there. You're going to open your eyes and it's just going to be in your lap. You're going to open your eyes and you're going to be walking in it, and there's going to be no trace, just fruit. So if you're spending time trying to figure it out, you're going to stress yourself out, because when it comes to me, there are some seasons where there's no trace and just fruit. And God made me think about the fact that fruits are produced through seeds. And what God said to me is trying to figure out the shift or know every detail of how it's going to happen is you digging up the seed and destroying and or delaying the process. When we plant a seed in the soil, we just have to sit and wait for the plant to come out the ground, for the fruit to come out the ground. But if you dig it up every day, you're destroying and or delaying the process. And God said, the seed is planted. I just need you to release. That's today's seed. Today's seed is just release seed. Because God is saying, once that seed is planted, you've been obedient. You've been disciplined. You've been in your word. You've been seeking after me. And now you're getting worried because you feel like there's nothing for you to do. You feel like you're not seeing anything. You're feeling like it's nothing happening. But I just want you to know that you're in a season where there's no trace. But when you look up, there'll be fruit. What God made me realize is that we're so used to this world making us work for everything that we feel weird when God wants to give us things without any labor on our end, without our help or our hands involved. It feels weird to us. So then we go into overdrive of being stressed and slipping into anxiety and depression because we're not used to just releasing and allowing God to be God. We think that we always have to do something. We always have to have our hands involved because that is what this world has taught us. And we begin to think that if we're not doing it, it's not happening. But God said, just like Jesus' resurrection, just like the shift that happened and in Jesus when he went from going home weekly with Mary and Joseph to now sitting amongst teachers, there will be some seasons where there's no trace and just fruit. And God is saying today, this next shift will be unnoticeable. Y'all, the way God has completely flipped my life, like, I'm telling you, I might go on my YouTube and take all the videos out. We just gonna have a clean slate because God has done a new thing, y'all, and I can't wait until I can share it with y'all. And it is like 15 answered prayers in one. I can't even share it with y'all, but I'm going to be happy when I am able to. So I know for a fact that God is saying today, there are some things that I'm releasing in this season and it's not going to make sense. It's not going to make sense. You're not going to be able to figure it out. You're not going to be able to figure out how it happened or what's going to happen next. You're just going to have to live every day leaning not on your own understanding and being sensitive and led to the Holy Spirit. So today's seed is the just release seed. And the information to sow that seed will be in the description. Just release. I want you guys to pray today and say, God, show me what to focus on and show me what to forget about. Because see, one thing that I realized when I was taking notes for this podcast is that we always talk about forgetting as if it's a bad thing. But I realized that sometimes forgetting is proof that you have faith that God already has it figured out. Let me say it again. Sometimes forgetting about it is proof that you have faith that God already has it figured out. I know I'm not the only one that can relate to this. I can remember times when elementary school, if I forgot a permission slip at home, or if I forgot to bring a change of clothes for practice, or I forgot to bring lunch or something like that, and I call my mom or I call my brother and they say, okay, I'm gonna bring it to you, I would just go back to class and forget about it. I didn't know what time they were gonna bring it. Sometimes they will bring it while I'm at lunch, or sometimes they will bring it while I'm at recess, or sometimes they'll bring it at the end of the day. But once I made that phone call to my mom or to my brother and told them, yeah, I forgot this, can you bring it, once they said I'm gonna bring it, I would forget about it and go about my day, because I have that much faith that my provider already has it figured out. I'm not sitting there thinking about, well, is my mom gonna have to get off work early, and is my brother gonna have to get off work early, I wonder if they coming before or after lunch. All the details wasn't something that I tried to figure out, because the minute that I got a word, I had faith that a way was already made. God, show me what to focus on and what to forget about, because in this season I'm going to do my best. It's not easy, but I'm going to give you control and just release. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast. Thank you for each person listening to this podcast. Thank you for using me as your vessel on this podcast. Father God, right now, we just praise you in advance for all the things that you're doing in this season, Father God. Without knowing the detail, without knowing how it's going to play out, without knowing when it's going to happen, Father God, we praise you in the hallway. We praise you and we give you glory and we give you thank you for all that you're about to do. Not because we only believe it when we see it, but because we trust every word that you release to us, Father God. We trust that you have our best interests at heart. We trust that you knew us when we were in our mother's womb and you know the desires of our heart. We trust the steps that you have ordered for us. We trust the promises that you have called over our life, Father God. We praise you in advance. And today we sow the just release seed because we realize that we are now stepping into a new season, Father God, and we release our need to be in control. We release our need to know all the details. We release the need to try to direct our own paths, and we surrender to you and your will and your way, Father God. We thank you in advance for the no trace but the fruit that we're about to see in this season. We love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and podcast. I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.